Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Please be joined by the Executive Director of Midwest Partnership, Sarah Gomez. It's summer, which means everybody's busy, including Midwest Partnership. We got the annual golf outing coming up at the end of the month and a couple of other cool things to talk about. So, Sarah, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, let's talk about that golf outing, how individuals or businesses that haven't already can sponsor or participate in this event.
Yep, this is our 23rd annual golf outing, and we hold it in Panora at the Lake Panorama Golf Course. It's June 28th on a Thursday, and we are full on teams, but there are some sponsorship opportunities available. We have some hole sponsors. We could get you a sign, and you could sponsor a hole, or if you're interested, we invite you out to the golf course to set up a table and talk about your business, so that's an opportunity as well.
Fabulous. And of course, this is pretty much the big fundraiser of the year. What have you used the funds from this in the past? What has that gone towards usually?
In the past, we've used the funds on updating marketing material to promote the region as a four-county region for businesses and individuals to come here to work and live. This year, we plan to use the funds for partnerships with the school and promoting programs such as Teaching for the Workforce, the Employer Educator Summit, and just really reinforcing ways and opportunities and programs for the businesses and the schools to work together and to create those unique opportunities for students to remain living here in our region.
Now, is that going to go to all four counties then, or just to certain school districts?
Yeah, all of our programs that we do is a region program, so opportunities throughout the entire four-county region.
Of course, that's not the only that we got going on. Just a few days after that, we got the Home Base Iowa Recognition. We've been talking about this for a lot on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network with supervisors meetings and, of course, Midwest Partnership heavily involved in this campaign. And we finally got all the steps done. So first of all, Sarah, what were all the steps that were required for both Guthrie and Adair counties to reach this distinction?
Well, the first step was to get the county supervisors to pass a resolution basically stating that the county could be designated as a home base Iowa county. The second step was to get the businesses on board. So as a business owner, you can go to homebaseiowa.com and sign up as a business to be a home base Iowa business. And what that gets you is an opportunity to receive resumes from veterans all over the United States looking for jobs and a place to relocate to after they're done serving, or just any opportunity. It's a recruitment tool to attract a workforce to Iowa. And the third step was to get some incentives from each community. So you can go to the Home Base Iowa website and click on Guthrie or Adair County, and you can see the different incentives that the businesses and communities have agreed to welcome a new veteran to our county. Then the last step is to have a recognition event. So we have that planned for both of the counties coming up. So Guthrie County's event will be Friday, July 6th. From 10 a.m. to 10:30 at the Guthrie County Courthouse lawn. And Adair's event is the same day, July 6th, from 1 p.m. to 1:30 at the Adair County Courthouse lawn.
Of course, look for event previews as we get closer to that on Raccoon Valley Radio. We'll have a complete event schedule for you for both Guthrie and Adair County's events. So if you want to hit both, that's great. Of course, as Memorial Day was very recently, we like to honor and remember those that have served our country, the bravest and finest in the world. And that event right up to the 4th of July is going to be well fit as well. So that's kind of looking into the future, kind of looking into the past just a little bit before we look way far down into 2018. Midwest Partnership recently won a pretty prestigious honor at from the Professional Developers of Iowa. It's the Economic Business Retention and Expansion Effort Award. Kind of talk about that and what it means to the organization.
Yeah, Midwest Partnership received the Business Retention and Expansion Award at the SMART Conference in Des Moines, and recognized by PDI, which is the Professional Developers of Iowa, and recognized for our business retention program, which we go out every summer and visit with businesses throughout the region. And we talk to them about their workforce needs, their industry, their products and services, their expansion plans, the community support, utility, infrastructure, just a wide variety of needs that the business, it remains vital for that business to remain in our region. So we go out and we visit with the businesses, and then we create a business connections report, which you could find that on our website. But we put that all together and let the businesses know kind of the economic condition of the region.
Excellent. All great things there. And of course, as we're filling out our calendars with a couple of these events, we want to make sure we save the date for one. It's the Annual Employer Educator Summit. This year, it's going to be in Panora, actually. So want to get out to that, and just kind of give us a brief overview on that, Sarah.
We are in the stages of planning that event. It's in Panora, October 10th at the Lake Panorama Conference Center, and it's for businesses and schools to get together one day and go over different ideas, partnerships, programs, and ways to collaborate with each other to continue to build that relationship.
So make sure to put that on your calendar. And of course, we'll be back in Midwest Partnership, as we always are, to have our favorite conversations with Sarah and Stacy here in the office to talk about all things Midwest Partnership. And there's some other details as well we'll get to later in the year. So Sarah, anything else from Midwest Partnership?
No, that wraps it up. Like you said, summer is busy and we're plugging away.
All great things there. So once again, that's the Midwest Partnership Executive Director, Sarah Gomez, joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thanks, James.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.